Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your getting out couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, April 10th, 2017.
And this is episode 217. Thank you, Renee, for helping the brother out.
No problem. Well,
I had
it
a choice.
Is my fault.
I had a choice. I was either going to say 217.
Right.
Or 270.
Well, you didn't.
What if I had said 270? I should have just said 270 for shits and giggles.
Shits and giggles.
Yeah.
I am quitting the podcast. See you later.
All right. So we have a chair to fill. I'm going to go ahead and launch Skype right now. And JK, I'm going to need for you to come in because Renee is quitting today.
No more Valentine cast for me.
So Renee is just bouncing out. So JK, I'm going to need somebody to cover
for
Renee.
No.
And everything.
If I do, I'm going to just go sleep.
I know you're going to go sleep because you've been grumpy. Why have you been grumpy?
Am I grumpy right now?
You're not grumpy right now? Okay.
I'm not grumpy right now.
Okay. Whatever. I hear you. So, what's going on, Valentavern? So, I look in the Valentavern and who do we have with us today, babe?
Punk Gopher is here.
Hey, man. Happy belated birthday. I hope I called you. I think I was going to call, but I think I didn't call. But anyway, I've been kind of like on this not telling people happy birthday on Facebook thing. I'm not sure why, because I feel like I miss
people.
I don't hate people. I don't hate people. But I think Punk Gopher's birthday was like last on the 30th. So
you kind of do.
I don't hate people. Why would I hate people? I don't hate people. And we have Hando. Hando was here early. Man, Hando is on it. He was like, boom, I'm here, bitches. What? And then, so JK Punk over, and that's it. That's who we have today. And that's fine.
Man, so do you know I've been watching so much TV on Netflix?
Are you getting burned out?
No, not at all. But I have watched some stuff since the last time we talked.
Mm-hmm.
I started and finished The Killing.
Okay.
Stars Gillian Anderson and something Dornan. He's from Game of Thrones.
No one cares who it is.
He's from Game of Thrones.
No one cares who it is. Is he dead yet?
I'm not going to say.
Okay, then.
I don't want to ruin it for people who might want to watch it.
Of course, he's dead.
Gillian Anderson was really good.
He's
but
dead guy.
I didn't love how it ended. Then I started and finished Master of None.
Zobby, what is up?
Hi, Zobby. Oh, we didn't finish saying who was here.
I did.
Oh. And then I started and finished Master of None. Really funny.
Renee wasn't listening when I finished.
Shut up. Started and finished Grace and Frankie Season 3.
Mm-hmm.
Super funny. Love those old bats. They are hilarious.
Your dad loves that show also.
Does he?
He does.
Darn it.
Because he kept talking about it.
And I
was like,
my dad has a problem with continuously talking about things he likes. Like, he doesn't let up. It's really weird.
Yeah.
And then started and finished American Crime Story, The People versus OJ.
What's up, Moo Hogan?
Hi, Moo Hogan. I'm just saying what I went through. And I started and finished Chewing Gum Season 1. Oh, sorry. No, The Fall has Gillian Anderson and the dude from Game of Thrones. The Killing is something totally different.
Okay.
Anyway, and I finished and started the season of Season 1 and 2 of Chewing Gum. Hilarious.
I told Renee about Chewing Gum.
Yep.
And I only watched like the first four episodes, I believe. But I need to go back.
It's really funny.
And I need to go back and finish it.
It started. It finished the fall.
Uh huh.
Super good. Mm-hmm. And started. Was it Pieces? Life in Pieces.
Okay. That sounds like.
So I am like barreling through stuff.
That's awesome.
I feel
babe.
Like I'm getting things done.
You're getting stuff done. That's good. That's good. I'm proud of you, babe. And your.
Are you really proud of me for like getting through?
I'm just like
Netflix shows.
You know.
That's not much of a.
You know. So for Dang. Myself, I watched The People versus OJ. I did finish that.
Let's talk about that.
And I did finish not no, I restarted Breaking Bad just for giggles. And actually, you know what? Do you have the TiVo app on your phone?
Yes.
I need for you to look and make sure calling
Better Call Saul
who's being recorded.
Right now?
I need for you to give me your phone. I just need to make sure
Today?
That it's on the recording list.
Okay, I'm going to look.
Because I don't want to turn it. I guess I could turn the TV on.
You could,
that way.
But I'm.
Give me the remote control.
I'm checking right now.
So give me the remote control. All right, because I'm going to let people see this.
Let people see what?
All right. Yeah, they don't need to see me. So we're gonna see if Better Call Saul is being recorded.
This is not.
This is great.
Proper show.
This is great. Great podcast entertainment here, people.
This is terrible.
So let's see. Okay. So 24 Legacy is being recorded. Let's see here. Let's see. Wait a minute. Go back. Let's see. Manage recordings. To do list.
This is so
Better Call
riveting.
Saul is today at 10 o'clock. Oh, shit. It's going to be a late night tonight. So, yeah. So, Better Call Saul is right there, people. Yeah. All right. So, that's how. So, you know what we're going to be doing after the show. After we put the show up. So, we're excited about that. So, I was watching Breaking Bad. Renee's writing all this down. She's probably not writing it down, which is fine. She should be actually talking to you guys in the Valen Tavern. I'm like giving her a bunch of stuff to do all at one time.
Well, I'm just gonna say Netflix watching because that's too much stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
So all right. So after watching The People versus OJ.
All right. So People versus OJ.
Do you think he did it?
Man,
after watching it.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Just about everyone knows or thinks OJ did it.
I'm sure there's people who don't.
Huh?
I'm sure there's people who don't think.
Yeah, there's people that think the world flat too. So I mean, I think the thing is watching that you can see where the prosecution messed up a whole lot.
Yeah, they
and
did.
Not the prosecution. The detectives, mm-hmm. the police officers, they did a lot of stuff that made it so that reasonable doubt was built up.
Yeah.
I mean, but here's our thing. That is our legal system. That is, he was judged by his peers. Okay? So.
Right.
I mean, yeah. He more than like, well, let me rephrase that. There's a possibility that he could have done it. But then there's also that 1% of doubt that he couldn't have done it. And that's what they went off of. You know what I'm saying?
Still such BS.
Yep. And I just happened to look over and my wife is looking at a damn panda. What are you... Are you? Is it a live feed of panda? Oh, never mind. It was panda porn, guys. Sorry, I didn't mean to call you
panda
out.
Panda porn.
Yeah,
they have that.
I'm
sure they have some.
You know, I bet you they do have panda porn.
Of course they do.
Going incognito mode.
I am not gonna.
Okay, I'll
Google
do it.
Panda porn.
I am. I'm going in incognito mode.
You're gonna Google panda porn.
I'm gonna Google
You're
panda porn.
You're seriously gonna Google
yeah,
panda porn?
I am. Let's see if the rule 42 is or whatever
applies
rule
to 30, pandas.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Um,
what did you talk about on my podcast last night? Well, we talked about panda porn.
Panda pornography refers generally to movies depicting mating pandas intended to promote sexual arousal in captive giant pandas. So there's actually,
porn for pandas.
There is panda porn.
But it's porn
to encourage mating among pandas.
Right.
So it's fine. They do this.
Yeah, it's all fine.
Because the species is in danger of being extinct.
It's all fine.
That in itself is amazing. This is science. This isn't Rule 34, Hando.
It's science.
This is science. The method was popularized following reports of an experimental performed by zoologists in Thailand, in which they showed several captive giant pandas at Chiang Mai Zoo. A number of videos showing other giant pandas having sex. Through the researchers behind the project state that they believe there have been successful mating due to usage of sexual videos for animals. Science, bitch! Drink to that. Go ahead.
Oh, that's right, y'all.
Go ahead.
Drinking.
Drink to that.
He's drinking, y'all. Anyway. But yeah, of course OJ did it. They had DNA. They didn't understand DNA back then. But man, how did the dude's DNA get in his car? Come on now.
Mark Furman, y'all. You know, Mark Furman, he hated. hated niggers.
That's a lot of stuff.
Hated niggers.
Yes, he did. And yeah.
Hey, I'm just quoting the case.
Yeah. Okay. Drunk person.
Okay. I'm not drunk. I'm just buzzed.
Buzzed person.
And this show is being brought to you by.
It is not.
Mellow Corn.
It is not. They are not paying.
Straight
us.
Kentucky corn whiskey.
They are not paying us. But anyway, so let me go back to tell you what.
This is a Heaven Hill Mellow Corn.
If you can't tell, there is no script to this show at all.
Because you know why, guys? You know why?
Why?
Because we missed you guys so much, and we just thought we'd just come in
and
fly by the seat of our pants. And plus, we were visiting with family. We had family in town. But we do have a lot to talk about.
We do.
So what do you think? You think OJ did it?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Some people claim that he has mental problems from all the concussions from football that played part in his killing someone, and maybe he even believes he didn't do it. He's talked himself to believe. But yeah, he did it.
All right. So I have a question for the folks in the Valen Tavern, especially JK, but everyone else as well. I need to know who all is going to Nerdtacular this year. I'm just saying.
Why do you need to know who all is going to Nerdtacular?
I mean, I just want to know, you know, and also for Moo Hogan and Zobby. We're going to High West Distillery while we're in Salt Lake City.
We are?
I am. You don't have to go.
I'm fine.
You and Nikki can go hang out.
I'm probably not going to a distillery.
I want to go to High West so I can go get some Midsummer's Dram bourbon. And babe.
Yes.
You are going to be a mule like I am. You're going to be...
Not a drug mule, people.
Not a drug mule. You're
alcohol
gonna be a,
mule. Is that even be a, better? I don't even know.
You're going to be an alcohol mule.
I don't think that's better.
But they have a bourbon there that is really hard to get out here. But I heard it is amazing. So we need to go buy some, bring them back. And I have some people that are lined up to go see that. And yeah, it's going to be great.
That's terrible.
Punk Gophers gonna be there. Oh man, man,
you sure, you sure I can't get arrested for that?
Okay, so here's my thing, JK. Why aren't you coming? I mean, what is your excuse? You need to text me if you don't want to say in the chat, but that doesn't make any damn sense.
You
why
sound
you're not
very,
coming.
Very aggressive right now.
I mean, I think JK is really. I'm starting to wonder if JK is really real. You know, if he's like catfishing me. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, has he asked you for money?
No, catfishing don't ask for you for money. Sometimes they just like the attention.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think JK wants attention from you?
Yeah.
Male affection.
Yeah, he wants my male affection. So he like toys with me and everything. dates for Nerdtacular are June 29th through July 2nd. Do a GoFundMe, man. Oh, he don't have the money. Okay. I guess I'll let that slide.
He was like, I don't know. Come hang out at the hotel.
Yeah, man.
Just come hang out at the hotel. Just like come and visit a guest. You're visiting me.
For real. We can do something.
Nothing says you can't come in the hotel.
Yeah.
You're visiting someone.
You can do that. Be like, hey, he's here. He's here with me. Leave him alone. Anyway, so.
I don't know. Oh, Dark Tower. It is so freaking good. But I wouldn't know lately because I can't find my freaking candle. But I'm on the fourth. Babe, look. Y'all, I just found my candle.
You know what? I remember you plugging it up there to charge it up.
I remember it now. I remember so. I remember that. So I can find out how the Dark Tower 4 continues.
So
I have now found my candle.
So Renee, we were looking for a candle because the girls had it and I took it away from them.
Yeah, and I was thinking that.
And like, I was out. Was I Ubering?
Maybe. Yeah.
I was Ubering and Renee called me. Where's my candle? I don't know where your damn candle is. I'm working. Come on, why are you calling me about a damn candle? What's going on? And so we've been looking for a week.
Yeah.
Maybe
for my candle.
For her candle. And lo and behold, we have now found
it. We have now located
it. It was upon her doghouse system charging. So
where it has been.
Where it has been.
It's not like it's just popped up there. It's, yeah. Ta-da!
That's amazing.
You're welcome.
And I actually didn't. I never looked up there. I barely looked in your side. I barely looked in your side.
But anyway, so yay, Valentine Tavern, for helping me find it.
Yeah,
anyway,
thank you guys. See, you know, if we did our show, you probably would have found it.
Yeah. I would have. So I'll tell you the reason why I'm so tired. Friday night. What was the eye roll for?
Continue a story. If I can continue a story.
Yeah.
While you roll your eyes, you can continue your story while I roll my eyes. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I do it all the time.
Okay. Anyway, Friday night, my sister hits me up. Hey, Renee, my friend can't go to the concert. This Erica Badu concert. Do you want to go? I was like, how much? She was like, $85. I was like, psh, nope. Because I'm not paying. Because I'm sorry, I'm frugal. $85 is a bit much for me. But then she
unless
was
it's
like,
a 90s concert.
I'll make it part of your belated birthday gift. I said, okay. So I went with my sister Kim, my sister Danielle, the friend Toya, and two of Toya's friends. And we went to the Erica Badu concert.
Badu.
So, Common was there. Bilal opened. Okay. Got there. They didn't start till 8:30. Whatever.
Typical.
We were on the floor.
Ooh.
Pretty close. It was pretty cool. Bilal came out. And for those of you who don't know Bilal, he's like a one-hit wonder type person. He had.
I don't even know what song.
He had the Soul Sister. He has a song called Soul Sister. Yeah.
Soul Sister.
Mm-hmm. You might be my soul sister. Soul Sister.
Oh, really?
Soul. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
Damn. Why they have him open?
I don't know. But
they should have had Nappy Roots open.
He was terrible. I mean, I have video of him as proof. Like, he was scream talking most of his songs, and it was so weird. And everybody in the place was like, what is going on? Like, you couldn't understand the things he was saying. Everybody thought he was high or drunk. It was terrible. We couldn't wait for him to be over. So he was done. But then, that was all worth it. Because next up was Mother Effin' Common.
When did Anthony Hamilton come out?
During Common set.
Oh, sorry.
Common is fine shit. Okay? He's like, between him and Idris, it's Idris by a hair. But Common's fine shit. So Common got everybody hyped up. He came out looking like cool and like a hoodie and jeans. He was just normal dude. So do you know how in hip hop concerts,
did he look common?
I can't. That's a gym joke. You know good and well. It's like a gym type joke. So do you have in hip hop concerts? Sometimes they bring girls up there to bump a grind on
no.
whatever.
The only person I know did that before is R. Kelly.
Bobby Brown did it.
Oh yeah, and Bobby Brown. Okay. Who's R. Kelly Senior?
But anyway. What? Senior?
Go ahead.
Okay. But so Common called a chick up to the stage. And you know what he did? He set her down, asked her name. It was Jasmine, by the way. Set her down. He poured her a glass of mother effing wine. And they had a mother effing private conversation while the band was playing behind them. I mean, they sit there and drank. Had shared a glass of wine at a table. Just sitting there. Like, it was just them two on a date. I was like, every female's ovaries exploded at that moment. I guarantee. But then he switched the girls out because he wanted some from Louisville, because apparently he had a freestyle rap for the girl. So he switched the girl out. Then he had a new girl named JC. He freestyled a rap for her. It was pretty cool. I was so jealous. I wanted to be.
So he wasn't a one woman man.
He was not. He
horrible.
He even said, I don't usually trade him out this quickly, but you know. Anyway.
I usually don't trade him out this quickly. So he would have lost points just for that line.
It doesn't matter. It's common.
It does matter.
Anthony Hamilton came out. Surprise! Because he sings on a couple of Common songs. Everybody lost their minds. It was amazing.
Plus, Anthony Hamilton loves Louisville.
Does he?
Man, he's been here like 3 times.
Doesn't mean... Okay.
Because Louisville loves Anthony Hamilton.
But anyway, so after Common, it was great. We were all pumped. Long ass wait. Finally, Erykah Badu comes out. Badu. And she is a freaking artist. Like, not just a musical artist. Like, she is a artiste. Her set is amazing, by the way. I just loved it. She sang all the songs I wanted. And she was funny. And she would be cool as hell to hang out with. And so yeah, I really, really enjoyed it.
Well, I'm glad you got to go.
Yeah, I didn't, but then I didn't get home till 2:30 at night.
I'm glad you got to go.
I'm still dead.
I'm glad you got to go.
And this morning, I was an evil bitch.
I didn't call you that.
You said I was Evelina.
I called you Evelina.
He said I was Evelina, which, you know, we all know what Evelina
is. And here's the thing. Because the kids, so when we're driving to Maria's, the babysitter, with the girls, they like to talk, you know. And Renee was like, oh, God, why you guys keep talking, right?
I mean, they were talking a lot.
And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to distract the girls, and I'm going to talk to them. So I'm sitting there talking to them. And guess who interrupts the damn conversation while we're talking? Renee, because she felt like she was being left out. And I was like, I really?
No. Okay, you just made that last part up.
Okay, so why did you butt in?
Because I wanted to talk to them at that particular moment.
Okay, so you just told them you didn't want them talking to
you. I didn't want them talking at that particular moment.
That was only like 3 minutes later, if that.
I don't understand your point, though, is what I don't get. But anyway, so yeah, I was super tired, and I'm still tired, and it's just reinforcing how old I am.
So the things that the girls talk about while we're driving, we talk about cars that we see, the different cars, and they like to ask what we're doing.
Yes,
and we'll say we're driving.
they like to
and they go around and they ask everyone.
Yeah, they ask everyone what they're doing, and they what? And then they instruct us to ask them what they're doing.
Yep, no, like, what you doing, Zoe? Looking,
looking, you know. Looking.
You know,
and then
like sometimes I ask them. I was like, can you girls find a white car? And then they'll go, right there, I found a white car.
They talk about airplanes.
Talk about airplanes.
Do you talk about, yep, when you see airplanes?
So JK beats me every morning, and everyone else usually beats me every morning always. Right. But I usually have the sound off. I actually see it.
Okay.
More so than I hear it. So okay. There was one time they heard it and they said, I wanna go beep? you know. So
beep beep.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, but I remember a time when I was like, "When are they gonna talk?" And now I'm just like, "They won't shut up." So
right. So Renee went to the concert, and while Renee was going to the concert, my dad and I,
we didn't say that they were in town.
My dad and stepmom, mm-hmm. Cindy, were in town, and I actually called her mom at the Lots of Pasta when we were inside, and she said that made her heart melt because that made her feel well.
Look at you!
I told her too. Making I was like, I never called Louise my mom.
Oh,
because Louise didn't
that's
like
sweet.
Me. Louise didn't like me.
That's all
right. Yeah. Yeah, Jason, I said it. If you listen to the show,
boom.
But we all know that.
Yes.
This is not a secret. That's not a secret. My dad's ex-wife, first stepmom, didn't like me. So hell, I mean, she didn't like my mom. She didn't like me. But anyway, see, get a few drinks in, the truth comes out. But I love you, Jason, and I love you, Josh, because you're my brothers.
Do you love me even though I was Evelina this morning?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, JK, I was a reminder for my ex-stepmom of my dad and his first wife. That's the way I take it. She couldn't handle it, you know, because I was so freaking awesome. Just like, that could have been my first kid. That's awesome.
I know. Who wouldn't want a kid like Jerry?
But no, the other woman.
Except I wouldn't have named you Jerry.
Now I'm probably giving. If my family listen to this now, they're probably gonna be pissed off.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep. Don't be dangling family dirty laundry out, Jay.
And so my dad and I earlier, so they were in town. They came up and did Easter with the girls, which is amazing. Brought baskets. Thank you so much, Cindy, for baskets.
Thank you. They loved them.
They loved them. And then Saturday, Dad went out with us shopping and everything. And then we came back, and Cindy and Dad wanted to go to the Stitz Weller distillery, which makes the Bullet bourbon. So we went there for a bourbon tour, which was really fun.
I did not go.
Renee did not go because we had the girls.
And
plus, she didn't want to go. Even when we were talking about it, I was like, Cindy, that's great you want to go because Renee doesn't want to. You was like, I'll go. Because you did yell at from the back. You
I would go, but, you know, I don't
I will
want
to. I will walk through a fire for you, but do I want to? No.
I don't think you'd really walk through a fire for me. People well, let's say not that, try. But I don't think that's for real.
If I had to. Mm. It was like, we're going to kill your wife.
You would walk through fire.
Oh no, man. Just think about all the bills we can get paid off.
What?
With
if
your
I
life
die?
Insurance.
Exactly. Don't walk through fire. Just say
okay.
Okay.
Oh, well, do that for me then. You'd be like, oh man. Go ahead and die, Jay. Yeah, gimme life. Anyway. We're so fucking morbid.
We are terrible.
And yes, I get one. So there it went. We did a bourbon tour, and then after Cindy went to some cannolis because Cindy's Italian.
Right.
She's a proud Italian veteran that served in the Air Force. She was a nurse in the Air Force and everything else.
Yes.
But she is extremely proud, and I can't hold it against her. So we found a place called Lots of Pasta here in Louisville, Kentucky, that is an Italian small grocery mart, and they make cannolis to order. And oh my gosh, when we went there, there was bread, fresh baked bread in the window. And she was like, oh my gosh, it's not in plastic bags. She was like, I am in heaven. She walked in, I lost her. This is a small store, no bigger than our house. I lost Cindy in the store. And so I get some cheese.
Right.
I get some antipasta. I get the kosher salt that we've been needing.
Yes.
And I'm like, where's my mom? I was like, my mom's in here somewhere, because I'm looking down all the aisles and everything. I could not find her. And it was like, I was like, well, maybe she's going to get the cannolis.
Right.
And it was like, oh, it's in the cafe in the next room. Just go back and up the ramp. I go back up the ramp. Cafe's empty. So I'm like, well, maybe she's in the car. Maybe she finished shopping.
Right.
So I go to the car. Dad's just out there chilling. I don't know where she is, you know. I thought she was there with you, you know.
Oh, you should do impressions of your dad more often.
I was like, man, I'm gonna have to go for. Let me just sit here a minute, because I hadn't eaten lunch. I'm gonna eat, you know, a couple of this, a little bit of this and the pasta. So I opened up.
You're gonna say that you had something to eat that you didn't share with me.
No, so I ate a little bit of my antipasta. Okay. And I was like, okay, let me go in here and try to find something. So I go in. I was like, man, I'm trying to find my mom. And she heard me. She heard me talking about it. Mm-hmm. And she was at the counter. She was getting some of the hot. What was that?
Hot ham.
Hot ham cut and everything else. And oh my gosh, she was schooling these ladies on Italian culture.
Oh, was she really?
Cindy's smile was so big. And she was like, I am going to stop here every time we come to Louisville. She's like, this is a reason to come back up here more often. And she said,
camp at Las Pasta.
And I love that JK's wrestling name was Hot Ham. Damn. I am so jealous of his wrestling name.
Isn't that a great wrestling name?
That's my porn star name, Hot Ham. Boom. What? I'm gonna take that.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
But Lots of Pasta is amazing. It was an amazing store. They have fresh pasta in there. They have pasta pre-made that they make and all this other stuff. It's just a crazy store. They have a big old olive bar, big old cheese bar. Just, oh my God. They make sandwiches.
It's a where an Italian can be an Italian.
It is. It's like, I won't go up in there and people like, fighting.
Do you know how it was where a kid can be a kid was Toys R Us?
Uh-huh.
Where an Italian where can be Italian an Italian.
Where an Italian can be an Italian. Yeah, Lots of Pasta.
Lots of Pasta.
So we get back home and we have an Italian clean eating. And so I love Cindy so much. She's the perfect fit for my dad. So Renee's getting ready for the concert. And then after Renee leaves for the concert, I get the girls down. And then Dad and Cindy finish watching Beetlejuice, because Cindy wanted to finish watching Beetlejuice.
Yes, she desperately.
Yeah, she wanted to watch Beetlejuice. She wanted to finish watching it because she forgot that Alec Baldwin was in there and everything. So they finished watching Beetlejuice, and Dad was like, "All right, Jonathan, let's get it on. Let's try these bourbons out and everything." So we drank bourbon and we talked, and stories and secrets all came out. And
did they ever?
It was a good night to be drinking with my dad and find out a whole lot of stuff that I didn't know when I was a kid. I'm telling you, that I will say, I never thought I would drink with my dad, which is perfectly fine.
You didn't think you would?
No, I mean, honestly, I didn't really like bourbon, you know?
Yeah.
But drinking with my dad and just talking about life, talking about past things, going through things we talked about, because I had to talk with Dad, because Dad feels bad for, you know, divorcing Mom and kind of leaving me with my grandmother and stuff like that.
Right.
I had to talk to him. I was like, hey, man, I forgave you for that. You know, I forgave you. I knew what you were going through, and it's fine. You know, yes, I was angry for a few years, you know, about 20.
Just a few.
I was angry for about 20 years. But when I forgave you and understood, I forgave you. And I said, the thing that I didn't understand the most was, why did you stay so long? Because you were so unhappy.
Right.
And that was why I was angry the most. It would have been different if I could tell that he was happy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But he was not happy. You know, it's kind of like he was living this lie, and it was kind of like, And you know what? I feel like I don't know if I'm telling too much.
You probably are. You probably should stop. I'm just saying, the bourbon tends to loosen your tongue.
Yeah.
We're gonna leave it at that.
I'm gonna leave it at that, guys. You know, if you want to talk with me about it, just call me. I'll talk to anybody about it on the phone. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna put it out there like that. So, Dad, if you're listening, I apologize if I went too far.
No, it's fine. I think.
I would say, always be yourself.
Definitely. You know, that is great advice.
If you ever are with someone, make sure you are being who you are. Don't try to be anyone else that you're not. Because if you go so long being someone that you're not, it's going to catch up with you. You're going to find out, you're going to end up finding yourself being resentful to the person that you're sacrificing who yourself is. Now, am I saying that there's compromise? Yeah, there's compromise, but you can also compromise and not give up who you are. So my advice for anyone that's looking for love, and hopefully, or anything like that, just always, always, always be yourself. Never give up who you are. I mean, that's just life.
That's just good advice overall.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I love about, you know, Renee. I can be who I am. And I want my family to understand, Aunt Karen, if you're listening, you don't need to be worried about my liquor bar. I don't have a drinking problem.
He does not.
I keep it in check. Renee holds me accountable.
I do.
And everything
I tell
else.
Him when he's had too much. I'm like, and, you need to chill out.
And I know people are like, well, you know, drunkism is genetic.
Drunkism. I love that you called it drunkism, though.
Alcoholism or whatever you want to call it.
No. Drunkism is pretty funny.
But, it's whatever. I mean, I know everybody's kind of like, what the hell is going on with Valentine Cafe today?
It is all over the place today.
So they came into town. It was a great visit. Sunday, we went to Wild Eggs, had a good time, had a good meal. The girls played outside with Liam while...
That's their buddy.
You know, while Mom and Dad watched, and it was just a good time. It was a really good time. You probably been seeing, if you're watching, one of the things that my coworker and I have been talking about, we've been getting like these fidget spinners and fidget cubes, because I think it actually does help with de-stressing, because we're all fidgeters that happen to be on our team.
Right.
And sometimes there's stress. A stress ball has never been a thing for me. It never
helped you.
Never helped me. I hated them. I mean, I would want to throw them.
Well, that's harsh.
What I say?
You hated them.
Did I say that?
Strong word.
Oh, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't hate them. I didn't like them. I didn't like them. I mean, they didn't do anything. I mean, I want to throw them. It's just like, man. Okay. Okay. Cool. All right. Whatever.
But the fidgeters are nice.
The fidget spinner and the fidget cube are all pretty cool. So we've been field testing these things at work and everything else, and it's been good. It's been good. You know, kind of. I actually found myself using it. Had one in my pocket when we were somewhere, and I was doing it up under the table, just to keep me from. Well, my anxiety had got up. So, and we found out about male PMS. I called it menzies.
I hate that.
Renee hated that. I called it menstruating.
Hate that too.
Renee hated that also. And I didn't like saying male PMS. It's like saying man bun or man penis.
No, it's not. Because it's premenstrual.
Man penis.
Men can't have.
Man penis. So... I looked it up. I looked up male PMS, and there's actually a term for it called irritable male syndrome.
Like irritable bowel, but irritable male.
But it's irritable male syndrome, and it's the time when testosterone for a man drops, and they become irritable, like women, you know, because they have, you know, that's just a part of being a woman. When you lose your testosterone and stuff like that, you just become irritable because of your hormones. Is that right, babe?
Yes. Yeah.
I said that in my group chat, and everybody said, I'm screenshotting this to hold against you.
To who? Me?
To you.
Do people not know how we are?
No, they don't. I say, okay, good. I let them feel.
They must not know how we are.
I let them feel the power for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, darn, you got me. That's exactly what I said. I was like, yeah, save that. So when they show it to you, babe, make sure you roll your eyes.
Okay.
Okay. Just make sure you roll your eyes and say, Jake, so crazy. Or something like that. Okay. They'll listen to the show. So
can I just shrug and be like,
no, roll your eyes first.
Okay.
And then you'll be like, right. Then you can just shrug. Then you can shrug and just be like, whatever. All right. So, no, I don't believe. I don't know if it is that what. Is that what makes y'all irritable? Your hormones?
Yes.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay. Hey, she's a woman. She knows.
But I can say that.
Yeah.
Men can't say that.
Yeah. So.
That's the thing. So I want to talk about dough. Cookie dough. All
right. Go ahead.
We got so much time.
All right. So go ahead, babe. You should start
because.
All right. So my coworker, Alex, who I've been doing this whole fidget spin, he and I have been doing it. And we've been working really close together lately with some mobile initiatives and stuff. His wife, he came to me and said, hey, man, because we had finished this big project. And we were like, you know what? Let's go to lunch because to celebrate, you know. And so we go to lunch and he brings out this little container and said, Christy wants you to try this cookie dough. Mm-hmm. She's thinking about doing this cookie dough bar. It's kind of like an ice cream shop, but it's cookie dough, you know. And I was like, what? You got to be kidding me. So he brings it out in this little container with a spoon. I was like, oh, this is cute, you know. And I dip, and I take a bite before we agree to go to Double Dogs. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I am not going to eat any more of this because I want Renee to try this.
Right.
And so it was good. So we go to lunch. Good. And then we're driving back. And it's like, yeah, she's going to have different flavors, blah, blah, blah. I was like, so what are some of the favorites? So he's going through them, cooking, you know, sugar cookie, da, 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 snickerdoodle, da, da, da. I was like, wait a minute. You said snickerdoodle? I was like, you need to call Christy and ask her. Can she get us the cookie, the snickerdoodle one? Because right. Renee is like the queen of snickerdoodle cookies. Renee makes the best.
I'm not the queen.
Yes, you are. If I don't eat snickerdoodle cookies, but I'll eat your snickerdoodle cookies, and that's just not me saying, oh, this is my wife, so I have to eat snickerdoodle cookies. You are the queen of snickerdoodle cookies. They are soft. They're like soft batch chocolate chip cookies, but they're snickerdoodle. Who makes that? Who makes a soft batch that makes a snickerdoodle when you put it in your mouth? It's like a cushion of just sugary and cinnamon and cream of tartar goodness.
Cream of tartar. This is true.
So seriously, who makes that? Have you had that before?
No. I have to admit, my snickerdoodles is the best out of anything.
And you know this. So I don't even know why you're like, oh, dude, oh. Quit being modest. You make the best.
No, I'm supposed to be modest. That's how people are supposed to be.
No, you be like, I make the best damn snickerdoodle. Say it with me. I make the best snickerdoodle cookies I tasted in my life.
I make the damn best snickerdoodle cookies I've ever tasted in my entire life.
Damn right. And she's telling the truth. So I got a sample from Christy on this snickerdoodle cookie. And so we got it. And so Renee tasted it. And one, hold on, I'm going to pause right here. Hando, my damn J is a damn initial. It's not J-A-Y.
I wasn't
going
to say anything.
I'm just
I was going to let him slide.
I love you, bud.
I was so going to let him slide.
I love you. I just happened to look up and
Jay
I saw
gonna
that.
Slide.
I saw that. My name is Jerry Jonathan. My nickname is JJ. My friends call me Jay, or they call me JJ, which is weird sometimes. But it's usually Jay. But J-A-Y, that's a name. That's not me. That's not me. So I love you, though. I really do love you. And hopefully I won't remember this. And after the show, when I start recording, I'll tell you why. So just hang out. Anyway, so Alex gives me snickerdoodle. Right. Renee's like, some call me Ray. Hando, don't sweat it, man. You meant no harm, man. I love you, dude.
Hando's getting all like, oh, crap.
Yeah, it's my bad. Sometimes my passion about it can come off.
It's fine, really.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I love you, Hendo. I know you didn't mean no harm. So that was the first time you did it. So just don't do it again.
this is your warning.
Hope that I was buzzed enough that I'll forget the next time you say it. Or you call me that, and I see it and I don't say anything. Or if I just say something, so don't say, yeah, I did it before.
Yeah.
Just if you do it again, don't even say you did it before, because I probably won't remember.
Yeah.
So back to the cookie dough. So the cookie dough.
Snickerdoodle.
So you were like, okay, it's missing cream of tartar.
And I was like, did you put any cream of tartar? She's like, no.
Nope.
It's not a snickerdoodle if it doesn't have cream of tartar. Right. It's just a cinnamon sugar.
Yeah, cinnamon sugar cookie. Yeah. So that's what it tasted like. And so you were real nice to do that. But she is actually right, I think, is it today? I mean, I don't know. You've been talking to her today, so I don't know.
Yes, today.
So I'm going to hand this over to Renee, because Renee has way more information than I probably have.
Okay.
So go ahead, babe.
I do, because I have been advertising her cookie dough because I wanted to do well, because I want her to keep making cookie dough because it's amazing. So I have been advertising it at work and on Facebook. I'm sure some of y'all saw my post. But I did ask her some questions that people asked me about it. And I might as well just tell y'all what's going on. So there's a flyer that gives most of the information. But let me bring up my awesome chat with her. So the ingredients in the basic dough, flour, granulated sugar, brown sugar, salted butter, vanilla extract, and water. It can be frozen and thawed. It's good in the fridge up to 4 weeks, good in the freezer up to 6 months. Comes in 8 ounce and 16 ounce sizes. But you can get a flight of all her flavors. I think there's like 9 flavors for $27. You get 4 ounces of each flavor. And that is worth it. 27 sounds a lot, but you get a lot.
So you get how many 4 ounces?
All the specialty flavors she had?
Yeah.
You get all of those.
How many is that?
4 ounces. I'm like 9 or something crazy. I don't know. I have to go back and look at the little flyer.
And she has like a brownie one.
Yes.
That I want to try.
And she ships. She's playing around with shipping prices, but it's around $10 so far.
And that the price of the cookie dough includes the ice pack for shipping.
Yes, includes the ice packs for shipping. And she'll ship local, or she'll come bring it to you for a small delivery fee if you're close enough.
So do you get the ice packs with that too?
I doubt it if she brings it to you.
So is it still $9 if you're not getting an ice pack?
I don't know. You have to ask her yourself.
I'm going to ask her. Renee's like, that's something that you will ask.
So, and she only ships Monday through Wednesday because she doesn't want to take the chance that it'll get stuck in the warehouse. So,
makes sense.
She doesn't want to get stuck there and the ice packs melt or whatever. So
makes sense.
So just keep that in mind. And please, you know.
Does she have a website?
No. I think she just had the email and she had the phone number. I didn't see the website on the thing.
You sure? She has an Etsy store, I know.
Well, she has an Etsy store, then I need that link. But, so if you, you know.
Look us up. If you want to do this, we can be a proxy for your order, which I don't mind at all.
Yeah.
I see Alex every day and they just live down the street. So I know what you'll be getting.
I feel like I'm an Avon lady for her.
You do not feel like an Avon lady. You feel like a very enthusiastic friend. And I will say, Renee.
What?
I am proud of you.
Why?
Because your anxiety is at a minimum.
My meds.
I know it's your meds. But can I still be proud of you?
Yes, yeah, she can still be proud of me.
Because I was like, man, I was like, I am extremely proud of Renee that you're not like, oh my gosh, she's going to think I'm a weirdo. Oh God, who's this weirdo talking to me?
Yay. Anxiety meds.
So
they're the best.
But yeah. So I will say again, happy birthday to Punk Gopher.
Happy birthday, Punk Gopher.
And I feel like there's another birthday that I'm probably missing. Oh, I do want to say, ladies of Mother MFN, I mean, Mother effing Leet.
They're back.
Those ladies are back. So I hope. I hope you guys went and took a listen last week.
Seriously.
You know, if you did not, after you listen to this show, you know, go ahead and listen to their show. Those three amazing ladies of Mother Freaking Leet are back. After a long hiatus of are they coming back? And they did. And I would say they are rocking it. And
see, I thought so they weren't, because every time you inquired it, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. I was like, oh.
So.
They surprised me. Good surprise.
One thing that we did forget to talk about.
What?
We have 4 minutes.
What?
We did go see Get Out.
We did go see Get Out.
That's why
we did. We forgot about our date day. That,
we had a date day.
It was great.
And we went to go see Get Out.
We did.
And we went to go see Beauty and the Beast.
We did.
We had an amazing Mexican breakfast.
Oh, so good.
That we're going to have to go to with some folks without the girls, because I don't want to take them into that small-ass cafe.
No, thanks.
But Get Out was freaking amazing.
It was pretty good.
I'm telling you.
I enjoyed it.
I'm telling you. Nikki. Man, I'm just going to say, tell Kyle to be on the lookout. I'm telling you.
There's a theme to the movie, put it that way.
So, yeah.
And not everybody will get this theme.
Call me if you need me to go hunt somebody down, okay? I'm just saying, because
if
you need to get out... I go say
if you want somebody who's ride or die.
I'll ride and die, motherfuckers. Oh shit. That's number two.
We are now explicit.
Did you say the F word?
No. I didn't say the F word.
Okay.
I said bitch.
Alright, that's two. And we saw Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast we liked and enjoyed. Was it better than the animated series?
It's hard to say.
It's different.
It's different.
It's different. It's like watching, it's like reading the book versus watching the movie.
Yeah,
it's just a different meme, a different medium. So I'm feeling this mellow corn.
Yeah, he's
feeling. We are getting ready to, if he hasn't seen Get Out, he better not go see.
Tell him not to go see it with his girlfriend.
Yeah, I think he should go see it with his girlfriend.
You think he should? Okay.
I would. Hey, if you want to reach us, you can reach us by email, which I haven't checked in a month, at thevalentinecast.
Nobody has.
thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed, ValentineCast. The Facebook page is facebook.com. Is that your part?
It's okay.
What's the Facebook page, Renee?
Facebook.com/ValentineCast. Video of this and past episodes can be seen at YouTube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's TheCaoBoi. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
All right. You don't have to worry, Aunt Karen. I'm not getting blasted every night. So go cash me outside. How about that? Anyway, I love you guys. Talk to you later now. Oh, hey, babe. Babe.
Yes. Boobs. B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b.
Cash me outside. How about that, boy?